This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has been delayed. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Originally, the trial was scheduled to begin in early March in Grand Junction. But the defense asked for more time to look at a new trove of evidence from the federal government related to the case. The prosecution and defense are scheduled to meet later this month to set a new trial date, likely this summer. Peters has pleaded not guilty to charges that she committed identity theft and abused her office in an effort to try to uncover fraud in the 2020 election. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A couple accused of stealing money from older Coloradans in a tree trimming and home repair scam were indicted Wednesday on 51 criminal charges. The indictment says Joseph and Amelia Tyler would cash their customers' checks and often leave the trimming or home repairs unfinished. At least 51 people fell victim to the scam between February of 2020 and October of 2022. A proposed rail project that would ship crude oil through Colorado faces new opposition. CPR Sam Brash reports it comes from Republican commissioners in Grand County.
The 88-mile Uinta Railway would link Utah oil fields with the National Rail Network. That means new trains full of waxy crude along the Colorado River and other waterways. Local governments along the route, like Eagle County, have sued to stop the project, saying it imperils national climate goals and local water quality. Republicans in Grand County have now signaled their opposition in a letter to Governor Jared Polis. They want a plan for a potential spill. A spokesperson for the governor's office says it'll pass those concerns to the federal government. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
More than 30 arts organizations around Denver are getting nearly $2 million from Bonfi Stanton Foundation. This round's recipients include Access Gallery. It will get money to create economic opportunity for people with disabilities. Cleo Parker Robinson Dance will get $500,000 to help it create a new building wing. In Denver today, some clouds, breezy through the afternoon, and highs in the 30s. This is CPR News.